Sona, tell me briefly about the actual craft, the work.
কাথার কাজ আমরা আগে করছি.
One of the work she does is a lahuri. Lahuri is a type of a quilt from northern Bangladesh. She knows quite a few of the designs, and one is we call it a peacock design. It's on a white and white. It's like a spherical shapes all over the fabric. And like she takes care, she I would say she leads 45 other quilters in her cluster. So she receives work from the workshop. She goes back to her village, give the others work. She takes care of those and brings back to the factory. How it started was that they were given a piece of cloth and they were also taken to in the museum to show them the quilting of our heritage of hundreds of years back. And that's how they were told that, can you replicate, can you do the same, have you seen them before? Said yes, their grandparents used to do that, but now they didn't do because they didn't find the enough market for those.
And what impact has it had on the women in her community to offer this way of earning income?
She said, "Is that ladies like her? They're all very poor and poorest of the poor we work with. If they could get an alternative source of income besides agriculture, so that's how it all started. And other poor women like her, they all are doing much better than they did ever before."
Quality জিনিস ছড়াইছে.
আগে যখন So before working here, she was in deep trouble, and she always used to think that, how do I support this family, how do I earn, what do I do? And after she started to work here, and over the years, she feels good that she has been able to do something for the family.
I want to turn to our other guest. Yale Chang is a Paiwan indigenous bead artist. Tell us about the craft that you do. Why is it important culturally? What is it?
The Paiwan beads accessory are composed by different kind of bead pieces. They are vary in size, color, and the patterns. And each bead pieces carry different names, gender, character, and symbols, and is also related to social status. People, they all know the background of these beads. And therefore, when wearing these beads, it functions as like the name card today. It's so important, especially the ancient beads are handed down from generation to generation as family treasures. And with no written language, usually they will pass down and transmit their ancient knowledge and the skill. She learned this from her mother's side, a major chief from Paiwan clan.
I want to turn to Edric. Edric, you're with the World Crafts Council. This kind of craft goes against much of modern society. How do you see this happening, that they can revive this and get enough money for that amount of work?
The value for this very high amount of work put into a piece like 6 months onto a white-on-white quilt, the local communities would not be able to afford. But now they can be able to sell it for the right price. The Santa Fe International Folk Art Market has become a benchmark. We always tell to all the crafts artisans, there is a market for what you make in your traditional skills, in your traditional craft.
Well, thank you all for coming and talking with us. I appreciate it. I'll see you in Santa Fe.
Dhanyawad.